the dawn of a new era in the Wabash Valley, doubling down on tourism, a new multi-million dollar casino, and Larry Legend.
Indiana State undefeated.
A big part of the plan to add big bucks to Vigo County's bottom line. Plus, how students at Rose Holman in Terre Haute are making it easier for rehab patients to get in and out of the car. And host Gary Dick returns to his roots in the Wabash Valley, the past, present, and future of his hometown of Clinton, Indiana.
Hey, Larry, take
Inside Indiana Business is next.
Indiana's business news leader. This is IBJ Media's Inside Indiana Business with Gary Dick, presented by Elevate Ventures, Indiana University, and LIUNA.
Hello and welcome to Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, coming to you this week from the heart of the Wabash Valley, Terre Haute. The scene this week of the third Engage Indiana event, the third of nine events we're holding around the state of Indiana to engage regions in important conversations about the economy. Now, this is a region undergoing a bit of a resurgence, a next chapter, if you will. Terre Haute has a new mayor, the youngest in the city's history. There's a new president at Indiana State University, a new casino that opened just a few months ago with great fanfare and big crowds, renewed investment in the city's downtown, and a general feeling that West Central Indiana is ready to make a statement. That was evident as more than 300 business and community leaders filled the floor at the Holman Center on the campus of ISU for a conversation on important issues facing the West Central Indiana economy. At this week's Engage Indiana event in Terre Haute, optimism appeared to replace pessimism about the region's future.
Absolutely. And there, you know, I think we are not proud enough in Terre Haute to share the good things that are happening. And I think we're getting a better job of that. And there are so many wonderful things. We're communicating better, collaborating better.
You know, Terre Haute and West Central Indiana spent a lot of time planning, right, and doing research and really feeling what we could do to increase our population and increase per capita income. And right now it's all kind of coming together, along with new talented people moving into our area. It's I think to your point, our time.
And you know, why have we not relooked at something like traffic lights?
Terre Haute Mayor Brandon Sackbun says the optimism is well-founded, pointing to more than $80 million in downtown projects in the pipeline, including a new Courtyard Hotel on Wabash Avenue with walkways connecting to parking and additional hotel rooms, and restoration of the historic Indiana Theater, all part of a new vision for the city's downtown.
Can you park your car in a parking garage or on the street, eat, shop, drink, all within a couple of blocks, right? Can you work downtown? We got the station, a teleworking facility. We've got, you know, continuing to see investments by some of our banks with the jobs offered there. So what we're really doing is saying, hey, it's not going to be like 50, 60 years ago when Roots was downtown and the trolley was downtown, but some of the characteristics will come back. And that's what's important is, you know, we're not going to go back to what the past was, but we're going to build off of it and move towards the future.
The bet on Terre Haute's comeback is also riding on a $290 million casino and hotel that opened in the spring to big crowds and a boost to the region's tourism efforts.
We had over 12,000 people come in that first weekend. We were just absolutely slammed. It was so great to see. We had people starting to line up starting at 6 a.m. that morning. We opened our doors at 11, and ever since then, we've been open since.
And after years of talk, efforts are moving forward around a Wabash River master plan focused on accelerating riverfront development and quality of place initiatives. All moves, the mayor says, position Terre Haute and the Wabash Valley to compete.
You know, it was not too long, decades ago, that Terre Haute was beating the Muncies of the world, right? Competing with the South Bends, the Evansvilles, the Fort Waynes. So really taking that hard look in the mirror, saying, hey, let's pivot and change some things up. And that's what we've done through elections, through new leadership at organizations. And I strongly believe you're going to see a lot of activity in the next 18 to 24 months, which will pay off not just for the next 2 years, but the next two decades.
Well, certainly one of the biggest issues facing communities in the Wabash Valley and throughout the state of Indiana, available housing. just south of Terre Haute in Knox County. The city of Vincennes is taking the issue head on. Knox County landing a $35 million apartment project. It comes as work begins on the $83 million AgroRenew bioplastics plant that is expected to create more than 250 jobs. Knox County, Indiana Economic Development CEO Chris Papp tells me growth opportunities will drive demand for even more housing options.
Now with the AgroRenew project, we've really got a unique opportunity to build a bioplastics cluster in this region, whether that's, you know, right in Vincennes or Knox County, or even, you know, in our surrounding community.
Coming up next, Larry Bird, Larry Legend, the legacy he's leaving in Terre Haute.
Larry Legend lionized in the city he put on the map in the late 70s when he donned the baby blue as a Sycamore. We take you inside the Larry Bird Museum next.
IBJ's Indiana 250, who will be on the list? Find out July 17. Subscribe and opt into print by July 15 to get your free copy of the Indiana 250 magazine and unlimited digital access to honoree profiles.
Here's what's making news around Indiana. Brought to you by the Indiana Association of Realtors. Indiana's 21,000 realtors. The neighbors you know, the experts you can count on.
We begin this week in Northwest Indiana, where Indiana is taking a big step to position itself as a leader in producing solar energy. Doral Renewables flipping the switch on phase one of its mammoth solar operations in Stark County, a deal that's been in the works for years, and it's a big one, the largest solar investment in Indiana, valued at roughly $1.5 billion. Phases two and three of the mammoth solar project to be built in Pulaski County. Big news at Columbus-based Cummins, the U.S. Department of Energy, this week awarding Accelera, Cummins' zero emissions business segment, a $75 million grant to double production. Cummins, one of nine U.S. companies receiving grants. Eli Lilly and Company expanding its portfolio in a big way, focusing on a biopharmaceutical company that develops therapies for inflammatory bowel and other chronic diseases. Lilly buying Massachusetts-based Morphic Holding for $3.2 billion. The deal expands Lilly's platform in treating autoimmune diseases. A new look for a Northeast Indiana iconic fashion company. Fort Wayne-based Vera Bradley unveiling its new branding after making a full 360 transformation for the first time in its history. The brand has overhauled its logo, upgraded fabrications, new silhouettes, the in-store, and digital experience. And
fresh squeeze, available now in the juice cooler.
The Indiana connection to that voice and music you hear overhead at the store. Fishers-based Vibonomics signing a deal for its background music and ads to be heard in all Lowe's stores in the United States.
We won together, we lost together, we stayed together, and here we are again today.
Larry Legend pulling his team together to help dedicate a new museum in Terre Haute in his honor. Now, the Bird Museum is one of more than a dozen, yes, more than a dozen museums in Terre Haute, population 58,000. Mary Rachel Redmond is standing by with that story.
Well, Gary, it's been years in the making, but finally a museum dedicated to the man, the myth, the legend, Larry Bird.
This is the first time that Indiana State Sycamores have ever been on national television. This is Bird Country. There's a meteor called Halley's Comet that appears once every 76 years. And that's what they call him down here.
From Frenchwick, Indiana, Larry Bird.
Everybody refers to him as Uncle Larry or the Bird, the legend.
I forgot to tell Mr. Allback, but I would have played for nothing.
We're extremely grateful he chose to come to Indiana State University to play basketball and took us to the national championship for the first and only time in school history. So it's having this museum was monumental for the community. I felt like in a way we owed it to him to get his name and to keep his name in Terre Haute.
But it wasn't exactly easy.
Larry is a tough guy. He's very introverted. Sometimes it's difficult to have a conversation with him, but when we asked about a museum here in Terre Haute, he was generally excited about it. We had a lot of tough conversations, but we know that people are going to visit Terre Haute because of Larry Bird, and we're thankful for Larry allowing us to have that.
2 years and $2.5 million later, the legacy of Larry Legend came to life inside the Terre Haute Convention Center.
We have his actual jersey, a picture of him when he was a baby in his crib. An autographed basketball by Bob Knight. Larry, of course, initially went to IU and then ultimately decided to transfer and came to Indiana State.
Lucky for Terre Haute.
Yeah.
Indiana has a new state bird. It's not
then it's his historic tenure donning the baby blue as a college phenom for Indiana State that permanently put Terre Haute on the basketball map.
His bird jersey from when he played basketball at Indiana State University.
Is this the actual jersey?
That's the actual jersey, yeah.
The museum also features a host of interactive exhibits like this one.
Keep going, you got 10 seconds left. 3, 2, unfortunately it didn't even rank you, so you must not be that fast.
Seriously? Oh my gosh!
Now is yelling at Larry Bird. Jaw to jaw.
Or how about a little trash talk 101 from the OG? You can even shoot a few free throws from Larry's high school hardwood with some pointers from the legend himself. The museum is chocked full of Larry's personal memorabilia from his days as a Boston Celtic and his storied relationship with Magic Johnson. The Bird brand undoubtedly reaches far beyond the confines of Indiana, a major win for Terre Haute tourism.
Larry played in the 92 Summer Olympics. You knew Larry Bird because he was on the national stage, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, all those guys. So his brand is throughout the world. And to be able to capitalize on his name and to be able to showcase his efforts, what he did for the community and beyond that in Boston, right here in Terre Haute, is huge.
Going to the Final Four. We're here, we finally made it.
And one last thing, Larry's only request for the museum, free admission. And Gary, I understand you've got more on a museum in Northern Indiana.
That's right, Mary Rachel. It is a dream come true for South Bend Chocolate Company founder and fossil finder Mark Tarner. He started South Bend Chocolate Company 30 years ago and has grown it into a very successful operation. His other passion, digging for dinosaurs in Montana.
I think I've always had a little bit of Indiana Jones in me.
Tarner showcasing some of his fossil finds at the new Indiana Dinosaur Museum, opening this week in South Bend. He funded most of the nearly $18 million project, which also includes expanding his South Bend Chocolate Company operations.
People ask me all the time, how did you get involved in this? And I said, it was just like candy making. You know, my dad taught me. There was no degree in this and in candy making. And so I approached paleontology the same way. I asked some of the best paleontologists in the world to help me. And I gave him a box of chocolates and they said yes.
Mark Tarner, one of Indiana's more unique entrepreneurs and a very interesting guy. He's my guest this week on the Business and Beyond podcast presented by PNC. You can check it out at insideindianabusiness.com or wherever you get your podcast beginning Monday. Well, Rose Holman Institute of Technology students in Terre Haute applying their engineering skills to help stroke and hip replacement patients relearn how to get in and out of the car. That story when we return. Get your team on the same page. Get up to 20% off subscriptions for your entire team with a group subscription.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
I think it's something that the people in Indiana should be proud of, to know that there's a pretty good diverse bunch of farmers in Indiana, and we grow a lot of different crops.
Mellon Acres in Oaktown in the Wabash Valley, an example of how Hoosier agriculture plays a big part in putting food on the table. Indiana, the fifth largest state in the U.S. for producing musk melons and watermelons. Now onto this week's Business of Health.
Well, if you or a loved one has ever suffered a stroke, been through a hip replacement, or any other major health issue, you know the challenges of regaining mobility. It is a big issue. Some students at Rose Holman Institute of Technology here in Terre Haute have come up with an idea to deal with it. Our Kylie Valletta is standing by with more on that story. Kylie.
Thanks, Gary. For a long list of patients, learning to get in and out of a car is a major piece of the rehab process to regain their freedom. The physical therapy department at Union Hospital in Terre Haute is now using a car simulator designed by 6 Rose Holman graduates to help patients get on the road to recovery.
Us having that ability to help them get through that adjustment period a little bit easier, that was something that kind of stood out to me and made it mean a lot more to me.
Zach Kaler is one of 6 Rose Holman graduates who created this car simulator patients are now using at Union Hospital to practice getting in and out of a car after surgery, stroke, or any mobility challenge. The hospital's previous version was too small for some patients and couldn't be raised or lowered to mimic different vehicle models.
At first, it was a little nerve-wracking, just because there was a lot riding on this project. We had a lot of people that were really excited about what we could do.
The senior capstone project was a success, named one of the top for mechanical engineering.
With the ability to raise and lower the entire vehicle, they gained that ability to test people out at different difficulty levels. As well as having a bigger vehicle, they were able to test a wider range of patients.
The simulator can now accommodate 90% of patients and can be adjusted to various heights to mimic the patient's car model.
They actually started using it the day we dropped it off.
Wow.
And we didn't even get all the way across Terre Haute. We had already gotten an email saying they'd put 2 patients through it and that it worked perfectly. Uh-huh. So their excitement was probably one of the most rewarding things. The instant gratification of, hey, this is working, people are using it, and it's doing everything we hoped it could have.
And that shiny new simulator was a 1994 Ford Ranger truck the students found at the salvage yard. Also in the business of health, Elanco Animal Health making a big move to pay down debt. The company selling the aqua business part of its operations to Merck Animal Health for $1.3 billion. Elanco, which makes animal medicines and health products, operates manufacturing sites around the globe, including one in Clinton, Indiana. Which, if you didn't know, Clinton is Gary's hometown. He's not far from there in the Wabash Valley, with education news making headlines around the state.
Time now for our Eye on Education, brought to you by PNC Bank.
The value of earning a college degree, perhaps not what it once was in the minds of Americans. A new Gallup Lumina Foundation poll showing only 36% of adults say they are confident in higher education in the U.S., most of those saying the system is heading in the wrong direction. The main issues, the high cost of going to college and the student debt that comes with it. Purdue University taking its niche in the semiconductor space to the Caribbean. Purdue signing a deal with the Dominican Republic to help that country build its own semiconductor system. Part of the agreement includes Purdue scientists working with those in the Dominican to boost research opportunities.
Well, when we come back, sharing my Wabash Valley roots, growing up in small town Indiana, the challenges faced by many small towns around the state, like Clinton, Indiana. We'll have that story when we return.
Back in the Wabash Valley, a planned EV battery plant in Terre Haute getting a big boost. The federal government loaning Intech Lithium Separators $1.2 billion to help pay for its new manufacturing facility that will make lithium-ion battery separators for electric vehicles. More than 630 new jobs expected out of that project. Heading about 20 miles north of here now to the economic pulse of my hometown, Clinton, Indiana. The Little Italy Festival. For more than a half century, an annual Labor Day weekend celebration of a proud city's rich heritage and the immigrants who built it. In particular, the Italian settlers who flocked to Clinton to toil in the area's many coal mines, forging a bustling economy and growing population. At one time, Clinton had a population of more than 15,000, and nearly one-third of them were Italian. While the coal mines faded away, Italian immigrants stayed, creating unique restaurants, bakeries, and stores, and an enviable quality of life. All things that I benefited from. Clinton is where I grew up, played sports, lots of sports, met the girl who would become my wife, and enjoyed everything about this small town on the Wabash River. But like many rural communities, Clinton has suffered from a lack of investment, population loss, and retail migration away from its downtown.
Main Street today in Clinton, Indiana, much different than when I grew up. Back then, there were two pharmacies, two jewelry stores, hardware stores, multiple banks. In fact, this was back in the day, a vibrant clothing store. Much has changed here, like much of small Indiana.
Investments in funding and things of that sort is obviously a big challenge. Your population isn't as large. You may not check all the boxes in some of the grant situations that some of the larger areas may have. Building the infrastructure, maintaining those older buildings, finding those investors that are willing to put that money into those older, maybe some of the buildings are even falling down or dilapidated. You know, you're wanting to preserve that history and finding that investment to be able to do that can be quite the challenge in doing so.
Elanco's Clinton Laboratories, the company's second largest manufacturing facility, and the 7,000-acre Vermilion Rise Megapark are seen as two major opportunities for Clinton's future, a future that local officials say will benefit from outside support.
Sometimes when you get into such a rural area, you somewhat feel isolated, right? Like you feel like you don't have that support of the big hitters per se, for a lack of better words. And so just knowing that you have these organizations all across the state, there's other communities that are in the same boat that we're in, and knowing that you have that support of coming together and making something happen is always so great and so positive to help push people across that finish line.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. We hope you've enjoyed our look at Terre Haute and the Wabash Valley. As we leave you this week, some of the sights and sounds from around the valley. I'm Gary Dick. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Inside Indiana Business Television podcast. Remember, you can get the latest business news from every corner of the state at insideindianabusiness.com. I'm Gary Dick. Go out and make it a successful week.